You're the mother of four adult children
Yes.
now, so you went on to have what seems to be a fairly traditional and normal, well, love life, sexual life, I would imagine. Did it affect you at all?
Yes, look, it did, and I mean those are details that I wouldn't like to discuss. But we went on, but you know our family has had lots of struggles, and certainly as a parent before all of this happened, I mean I was a high functioning GP, but I was also very emotionally detached, quite impatient, intolerant, and very seriously goal directed. Since this process of recovery, I'm very different. I can engage in much, much deeper friendships, relationships. I'm much more available to my children. And as a family, we've done a lot of reparatory work over the last few years, as a result of, you know, my parenting, as a result of my trauma.
Yeah. And your four children, you obviously discuss what you were doing with them. How do they feel?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, in relation to the book, or
Yes.
yes, I mean they've all obviously read the book, and they lived with us through the last 10 years of hell in this process, and it's impacted each and every one of them enormously. But then it's much, much better to understand one's past and understand the influences on you, so you can then work through them and move forward. And they're very supportive of the book. They feel that this is the way for all of us to move forward. They're supportive of the launch, and I mean they're doing their own work. But what they feel as well is that our family is far more open than it used to be and far more connected.
Yeah. You're the chair of Adult Surviving Child Abuse.
Yes.
What does that aim to do?
That's the key national organisation that looks after the more than 2 million Australian adults who suffered some form of child abuse or neglect.
Whether it be their parents or not,
Yes,
that doesn't
no,
matter.
absolutely.
I just wonder if is there a difference between someone that's been abused by a parent to someone that may have been abused by a family friend or.
Look, obviously any abuse is horrific
Yeah.
because all children deserve to be protected and kept safe. However, betrayal by the very person who's meant to care for you and look after you obviously is an incredible betrayal. And then what does the child do? It's a very conflicted situation.
Yeah. It's a very graphic book. I've got to warn people that pick it up and read it. And I would imagine there are things that you haven't put in the book. So, which makes me worry a little bit more. But there's a reference in there about a cult. Now, can you just briefly, before we go, just explain that? It's described as an evil and brutal cult. How did you, as a young Kathy, become involved in that?
Well, I believe my father was involved in a family system of abuse, and his mother was involved in, you know, for want of a better word, a cult. So a group of people that practiced bizarre abuse and torture. And as a child, my memories, and certainly the horror that came back to me in the flashbacks, were of a group of hooded people doing all sorts of bizarre and horrific things, and me living in absolute abject terror.
And these were being perpetrated on you?
Yes.
Painful physically as well as
Oh, I mean,
psychological?
just absolutely horrific. And when I started remembering these memories, you know, right outside any of my conscious awareness and right outside of anything I'd ever read about or thought about.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean it's actually very hard to get your head around, but it, you know, we don't like to acknowledge, well, firstly, society doesn't like to acknowledge that abuse occurs and that it occurs, you know, in the home and family. And when you start to talk about organized abuse, there's certainly a sense of disbelief in the community
Oh,
around it.
yes, we just don't want to go there, do
We
we?
don't want to
No.
go there. I mean, we're barely happy to go there when it's offshore and in some what we would like to perceive as primitive society. But when we start to bring it into Anglo-Australia and acknowledge that these things do go on, people run a mile, and there's a lot of stigma and taboo around it.
We do appreciate your time with us today. What is life for you like now? What do you do?
Yes, look, I'm very involved with ASCA. I'm the chairperson, and I volunteer pretty much full time for that organisation. Trying to turn some of what happened to me, hopefully, into something positive for others. And you know, I believe I'm privileged in a way, which may sound crazy given what we've spoken about, but I've had the resources to get the help and care that I need, and I've also had the support of family and friends. Many survivors don't, and the situation at the moment in Australia is that there's no ongoing funding for adult survivors of abuse, and with more than 2 million people in the community struggling day to day just to get to first base, we really need to see much more funds poured into it, because the cost of not doing something is not just an individual cost.
Yeah. So is that attitude is that reflective of the attitude of denial anyway, that we really don't believe this, and if we did, we don't want to know about it?
Yeah, partially. I think we've seen a lot of change more recently in the mental health arena, whereby people are starting to talk about depression and acknowledge depression. I think the impact of child abuse is a bit further down that queue. But certainly a lot of, while some people have been abused do function, quite well, many are left with, really very severe mental health issues. They're often, marginalised. They're unable to sustain relationships. So they're really a fairly, overall, fairly voiceless population. And voiceless populations don't get much attention in the community.
Well, just finally, Cathy, what contact numbers can you give us for ASCA?
Yes, the contact line is 1-300-657-380, and that operates 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and we have trained trauma therapists online there to provide people with help and guidance.
And there's a web address?
Yes, the website is asca.org.au.
Dr. Kieselman, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thanks so much, Dan.